There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll free. This hour, we will at some point switch over to where you can call in about anything you want. But right now, we're actually going into overtime with our special guest from the first hour, Patrick Byrne, who we've had on the program in the past a couple times. He's the CEO of Overstock.com and the chairman of the Friedman Foundation for Educational Choice. And education has been the bulk of the conversation that we've been having with Patrick, and I think that's likely the thrust of the questions that we have for him, or the folks who have waited patiently through the news break, as has Patrick. Welcome back, sir.
Oh, great. Thanks for spending my time.
Yeah, well, let's jump right back into it here. We've got Gary on the line in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN-FM. Hello, Gary. You're on with Patrick.
Hey, Howard, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Gary.
Just want to say you guys are dead on. The monopoly on our education system is one of the biggest reasons behind it is a politically charged government employee union that they do not care about the student. All they're teaching our kids is how to pass a test, and the ones that don't do well are getting pushed through the system so they don't have a high fail rate. And they look good. That's all they're concerned about. They're not concerned about teaching our kids anything. And these government unions who are being paid by the taxpayers are more concerned about who's in office and in charge of their political agenda than they are to children donating millions of dollars to these campaigns. And our kids are suffering from it. There's no accountability for these kids that aren't learning anything. The parents need to get more involved. And we could go into all the social issues that are part of it. But I think one of the biggest contributors to our monopoly is the fact that we've got a government, and I disagree with this totally, a government union, which I don't think should be allowed. And just one more last comment. The first commercial I saw your company, I believe it was a Christmas commercial, and the woman in the white dress was singing. She was hot.
Sabina was her name. She was the model. This is the actress.
Thanks, Gary, for your call tonight. Patrick, your comments, Gary.
Well, you know, there's an area not far from, well, where around where Gary lives. There's a state. I don't want to name it because I don't want to get into the. Someday this will be public. But the state, we've got to remember that behind the high school you see, to me, it's the union's part of the problem. And I think I opened up, I may have shown in that speech in New Hampshire, if you go on the National Teachers Union, the NEA, National Education Association website, they have a list of public enemies. And you know how much the unions hate, for example, Walmart and stuff? Mm. You know, they hate Walmart, they hate Starbucks. You go with the list of public enemies, Starbucks is 3, Walmart's 2. I'm number 1.
Really? Hey, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. We're number 1.
Yeah.
There's a state in the South where that has about 400 people. So behind this school you see, so the union's the problem, is part of the problem. But you got to remember, there's all these layers you don't see. There's the, behind your high school, there's the district center, the county, the state, and the federal, with all these people in it. And in one state, they had like 400 people being, you know, driving around with unlimited gas cars and state cars. As far as we could tell, and I'm not speaking for the Friedman Foundation, I'm speaking for if I was involved in a school choice movement there, and with the political folks I knew, as far as they could tell, these folks are basically Democratic Party operatives that are just on the state school board, the state school system, you know, department. It's where Grass went to after, you know, after it left City Hall, in the 50s and 60s, it started becoming very common to root it out of City Halls, that sort of open Grass. A lot of it moved into the education system. Marion Barry, the mayor of D.C., turned to have like a few hundred of his closest friends with job on the payroll of the Department of Education, but with no real function. So there's a huge amount of that sort of pork in it.
Yeah, I think that it bears mentioning here that I think that there are a great deal of people who are working within the government school system that are trying to make the best of it and trying to teach kids, and they may certainly be part of these unions, there's no doubt about it, and I think that they kind of get swept up oftentimes when we're talking about the pork that's involved in government schools, the overspending, they get swept up too, and many of them are just vigilantly trying to educate kids.
The teachers aren't the problem. The guild is the problem. The teachers, I love the teachers. The mm-hmm. teachers walk on water. Teaching is a sacred thing. And there are all kinds of really idealistic people trying to help in there. They're not the ones that are saying they're the problem. The guild. But the guild isn't just the union. It's the whole bureaucracy that you don't think about. When you go after it, what do? They trot out your local high school teacher and say, oh, this guy doesn't yep. like teachers. I love the teachers. There's all this stuff going on. You know, there's people make $200,000-$300,000 a year up the system as administrators over administrators over administrators. Mm-hmm. You give everybody school choice. Let people go and buy the educations that they want. That's the only way to carve out the fat. You can't carve out fat in a bureaucracy from above. It just replicates itself. You have to bring market forces to bear.
Let's go to Bregan in Madison, Wisconsin, listening to the Mike 92.1 WXXM.
Hey, guys. I tuned in a little bit late to the program. I got to say, first of all, that I've been listening to your program on Genesis Communications Network for 4, 5, 6 years. I can't even remember when I started listening. And I'm so happy that you're on actual local terrestrial radio. That's awesome.
So are we. And, we're also very happy about that. So go ahead with your comments for Patrick Byrne.
The comments would be that I actually have to second that other caller's notion of a groundbreaking book called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America by Charlotte Thompson Iserbyt. Spelled Iserbyt. Her father was part of Skull and Bones, and she goes into a bit of that. And I've actually talked to her on the phone many times. My question really is, I've read her book, and I actually have several copies that I've given out to local radio talk show hosts in Madison. And it's tough to get through. Pretty kind of dry, but when you realize that there's a lot of meat there to contend with and a lot of provocative ideas, my question is, are we really dumbing down our kids? Because I think that we are. I think there's no question that we are. And what are we going to do about it? Because it's not just school vouchers versus public system. I think at the end of the day, if you have the money to play, you're going to get your way. So I my question is, if I were to have kids, my options are homeschool or what?
I like unschooling personally, but thank you, Brigham, for the call tonight. Go ahead, Patrick.
Brigham, there's a great alternative. What you do is you go to a voucher program, and a voucher program that works this way. We were talking about how they spend $16,000 per child now. You say to anyone who wants, withdraw your kid, take a voucher for $8,000 that you have to go, you have to spend it at a school, some of your choice, that there, you would have blossom into existence a whole bunch of entrepreneurs. Somebody might take in 10 kids, make their living room into a school room for 10 kids, take 10 vouchers for 8, have a nice $80,000 a year income. Of course, they'll have some expenses. But imagine the education that some people, think of all the guys, folks who come out of the military and retire, and they have this wonderful, they've a lifetime of learning, the wonderful people, they know how to lead and how to raise young kids up. Think of all the jobs they could have. But what you'd be doing, so there is a solution. What you're complaining about, Brigham, is that there isn't an alternative. There would be an alternative if you allowed vouchers. There would be a whole spring into existence of those kinds of entrepreneurs. And the good ones, the same thing would happen as happens with restaurants. If somebody's selling a garbage product for a high price, nobody goes there. That's what would happen. And so you would have real educators develop, unencumbered by this whole guild that we've been talking about.
You know, I've often thought that the way to go about sort of speeding this along, and I don't disagree with what you say at all, the sort of speeding it along is just give the school to the people who work there. You know, give them shares in it like stock, and then make them compete in the marketplace after that. You're giving them a huge advantage. They've got the largest school in town given them for free.
Patrick, hang on. We're going to bring it back some more folks with questions here in moments. 855-453 is the toll-free number. If you've got a question for Patrick Byrne about education, or whatever. He can talk Bitcoin too. 855-453.
Going back to my business thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had like chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to like 70 some odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Back with more Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, generally you can bring up anything you want, although right now we're in sort of extended interview mode here with Patrick Byrne, the CEO of Overstock.com, also the chairman of the Friedman Education Foundation for Educational Choice. We've been talking a lot about education with Patrick and taking your calls as well. We're going to continue doing that here in a moment, but I also want to let you know about the Pocket Power Plus. You go to PocketPowerPlus9.com to get the Pocket Power Plus for half price and use coupon code FTL to save even more. But what is it? Well, it is a breakthrough in portable power technology. And if you've got a smartphone, for instance, or a laptop, you know how inconvenient it can be. If you've got a long day on the road or even just your average day going to work, your phone's probably dead halfway through the day if you're lucky.
If you take a long walk.
Yeah, and so, you know, if you want to be able to charge your phone without having to plug it into the wall, maybe you're, you know, again on the road or you're stranded at an airport or something inconvenient like that, the Pocket Power Plus will save your day and several more on top of that. You can use this thing to recharge your phone multiple times. In fact, it is so powerful that in some circumstances it can actually jumpstart a car. So the amount of power you can get out of this little device that can actually fit in your pocket, they're not joking, is pretty incredible. So you can go to PocketPowerPlus9.com to get it for half price and use coupon code FTL to save even more. Again, that's PocketPowerPlus9.com. It does, by the way, come with a full accessory pack, which has most of the adapter types that you'll need to, you know, charge your laptop, charge your phone. It is an amazing device, and it also even includes the jumper cables. So go and check it out at PocketPowerPlus9.com. Don't forget code FTL. We've got Patrick Byrne back with us here. Patrick, thanks for sticking with us here as the calls continue to roll in for you here.
My pleasure.
Let's go back to the phones and the fun. Carl's in Atlantic City listening to WPG. Hello, Carl. Do we have Carl in Atlantic City?
Over.
Hey, go ahead. You're on.
Okay, thank you. Atlantic City, New Jersey, the cost is $23,000 per student.
Whoa!
With a 60% graduation rate. Here's my question.
And then how many of them, the numbers out there of the ones that graduate, I've seen numbers as high as 20% are functionally illiterate.
Mm-hmm.
That's graduates.
I know.
And what a shame. I mean, look at the loss, the cost to those people into society to let that situation persist. What do you think of the people who think, that's good enough? What are you going to do? You know, what I mean?
Well, the taxpayers aren't happy in Atlantic City, the ones that have to pay for it, I'll tell you that. And the sending districts are even madder. You know, there's some smaller cities, Ventnor, Margate, Brigantine. They're really mad about that $23,000 figure.
Well, you know, well, first of all, I got to mention my whole family is from down there, Margate, Wildwood,
oh, really?
Wildwood Crest, yeah, Atlantic City. My mom, my dad, my grandparents, everybody from there. And I bet the $23,000 isn't the whole story. You know, they lie about that. It's the $23,000 and sort of very direct, visible cost, but they don't count the rent, or they don't count the capital on the bonds that bought it, or they don't count the contribution to the student to the teacher pension fund. Those are all costs. Private schools have to have buildings too. They have to have teachers and teachers, you know. So they don't really. When you add all that up, it's probably. If I've been to Atlantic City, it's much more than that. You know, the average in the U.S. is 16,000.
Carl, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. You know, question real quick, Patrick. Is there any data on the average cost per pupil at private schools, non-government schools?
Yeah, it's actually $7,200, $7,800.
Fraction. Yeah. So
But that's actually skewed. That's a little bit misleading.
Okay.
Because there's really two kinds of private schools. There are very cheap parochial schools, mm-hmm. like that are $3,500 to $5,000.
Right.
And then sort of very posh schools, for want of a different word. Milton used to think that bifurcated market would be cleared up if people can come in with vouchers at, say, $8,000, and some schools will open, some private schools will open that, say, charge $10,000, and you got to take your voucher and you got to top it up a little bit. But, you know, is that the worst thing in the world for society? Will that work? What will happen is a bunch of entrepreneurs will spring up at every price bracket at 8,000, at 10,000, at 14,000, and we'll have a much richer. And what will happen is innovation. That's what drives innovation in everything. It's when it's all ossified under a top-down bureaucracy, whether it be the Soviet agricultural system or the U.S. government education system. You don't see innovation. There's no reason for anyone to innovate. Innovation is the enemy.
Yeah, it's true. You know, just to go back real briefly to the idea of what can you do, another caller had asked about this, and Carl in New Jersey was saying taxpayers are upset. I mean, taxpayers in a lot of places are upset about the schools, but yet they just keep on cranking forward with larger and larger budgets every single year. I mean, no amount of outrage.
They'll take your house away
right.
If you don't pay.
Yeah, no amount of outrage seems to be stopping the system, and your suggestions are good. Like the voucher idea, it's a good idea, but getting to implement that in the political reality is a very challenging thing. So my recommendation for parents who want something that they can do today is to get their kids out of the government schools. Don't wait. If you can set up a homeschool or unschooling situation for your kids, I think that personally is the ideal right now. But
well, sir, voucher programs actually, in many, there's something called tuition tax credit, which is a little bit the same thing economically. There's charter schools that step in that direction than tuition tax credits. But pure vouchers, they can be used for homeschooling. Depending on how they're designed by state, there's been a lot of success with vouchers. It's in about 23 states. Every year, there's another like 5 or 6 programs launching up. Many of them support homeschooling. So people can pull their kids out of government schools, but the state is providing a voucher that can be used on education, on buying them online learning, on buying them school supplies and things like that.
So what I'd like to see is for people that love liberty and who care about educational freedom to consider the Free State Project. If we can get some of those people who are so frustrated with the terrible system that we have to concentrate their efforts in one place, then, maybe there would be a chance to not only get vouchers, but to roll back some of the government monopoly as it currently stands. I think that that's all possible if we combine our efforts. We've seen amazing things happen here in New Hampshire already, and the official move for the Free State Project has yet to begin, so I'd like to encourage parents to look into that at freestateproject.org. There's a great movie called The 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, which you can watch for free over at 101reasonsfilm.com. Let's go to Jonathan in Indiana, listening to WIBC in Indianapolis. Hello, Jonathan. You're on with Patrick Byrne.
Hi. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate the topic that you're on. My girlfriend is a teacher at actually a local school here in Indiana, and she has just informed me recently that the school, one of our local schools here in the city, has a budget overdraw. As of now, they're going to be over $1 million over budget before the end of this year is out. And the thing that blows my mind about this is, in the middle of all their financial crises and everything, they just put thousands of dollars into brand new signs out in front of the school. They didn't improve the schools themselves inside. The investments were put in to make it look good on the outside. The other part,
somebody's got a friend in a local sign company. Hey, hang on, Jonathan. I'll bring you back here in a moment. Just stand by. We're going to bring you back here. I'll give you a chance to get your question out for Patrick Byrne, who has generously now stayed on 50% longer than originally agreed, and he said he'll keep on until your questions are done. 855 453.
He's going to give up on that.
Hang on. It's Free Talk Live.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial toll free here. Bring up anything you want later. Right now, we're talking about education with Patrick Byrne. He's the CEO of Overstock.com, the chairman of the Friedman Foundation for Educational Choice. And our website, by the way, is freetalklive.com. You can go there and get interactive in a variety of different ways. You can submit content right to the front page of the site. Other listeners can vote it up if they like it, down if they don't. So go and get interactive for free, and there's a bunch more at freetalklive.com.
We recently had a wine tasting here. We got some bottles of wine from Cameron Hughes at chwine.com, and I was impressed. This is the what Cameron does is he goes around to the top vineyards in Napa Valley and around the world, but most of his business is in California. And he finds these vineyards that make, you know, $70, $80, $90, $100 bottle of wine, and he'll buy their overstocks. Have you heard of this this pattern before? We've got Patrick Byrne of Overstock.com on the line. And what he'll do is he'll buy their overstocks, and then he labels them with his own label and sells them to you at tremendous discounts from between $15 and $30 a bottle of wine. These are, you know, 90-point bottles of wine. They're incredible. And you can get them with an even better offer from chwine.com by clicking the microphone in the upper left-hand corner and using coupon code FTL. We have 20% off of many of their best wines, so it's select wines there, 20% off of their already reduced prices. These prices are up to 70% off. And free shipping. Now, free shipping's a big deal when you're talking about shipping liquids. So go to chwine.com and try it. You will not be disappointed. This wine's great. chwine.com. Click on the microphone in the upper left-hand corner. Use coupon code FTL. Save 20% off of select wines there on the website and get free shipping.
All right, let's continue here. Patrick Byrne still with us to continue to take your calls and thoughts. So we're going to actually bring Jonathan back on, who was trying to get his thoughts out there, but we ran out of time before the break. So, Jonathan, go ahead with what you were trying to say to Patrick.
All right. Well, say I'm apologize if I was ranting a little bit earlier. That was just one of those situations at the local school that kind of got to me, that fact they're over budget and still spending money like it's going out of style. But
Let me ask you a question. May I interrupt? What would happen if a private business did that?
Oh, they'd have no chance. They'd be sunk in less than a month. There'd be, if they projected that they were already $1 million over their budget, and that's where they were standing at the time, and they went before they invested one in a new sign, let alone the new tech that they put. They did put one or two new things in the school. Every student now has access to an iPad, which, of course, they needed. That, you know, how could the poor darlings live without?
What's the lesson? What's the lesson? If a private business
just keep on going.
Yeah, but if a private business wouldn't be able to do that, how is it that you want to stop the misallocation of resources? Here's an idea: you switch to a voucher program, and by people defecting into a world of private businesses doing it,
yep.
that sort of behavior will be disciplined out.
Exactly. And my actual question I want to make sure I get to is, consolidation was a big issue around my town for schools. They just recently consolidated two of our schools into this one that's now grossly over budget already this year. This is the first year for doing it. Is there any situation in our current system? I've not seen a benefit to consolidating. Is there something that is when they're consolidating?
There are people who just in their nature think that everything's run better if it's centralized. They would centralize, you know, they would tell the grass which way to bow if they could. Everything for them has to be centralized. Milton used to talk about when he was a high school student in America, there were 100,000 school districts. By the time he died, there were about 15,000. There's this constant acceleration. They think that, you know, at the extreme, you have that Soviet car plant that was, you know, Stalin looked at Detroit and said, well, I can do better. And he built some plant that was 20 miles by 20 miles or something. And it turned out that, you know, the Tribune. So it's just that the nature that, it's the way we have the institution designed. And again, the way you solve this problem, just like the way you get your kids to homeschool, is to introduce a voucher program. Solves all these complaints that the different callers are having, get solved by a voucher program.
Many times when you're at the school board meeting or even when it comes to school board elections, there's in my town, you're from New England, Patrick, you're familiar, the town meeting, they'll also have a school meeting that's where they handle the school budget. There's really not an opportunity to sort of switch the track. It's basically, where do you want the deck chairs on the Titanic is what you get to decide. You know, you can't say, I'd like a lifeboat, please.
Henry Ford, you can have any color of Model T you want as long as it's black.
Jonathan, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks.
Let's continue here. We've got Gene. He's in Detroit. Gene, you're on with Patrick Byrne.
Hey, thanks, Patrick Byrne. Hey, listen, I've been kind of helping fight here in Michigan the nationalization of education through Common Core. And what we've seen in other states that have vouchers is that the schools that take the vouchers have to do Common Core, the nationalization of education, the national testing. And so, you know, how do we, is vouchers, are they really kind of a centralization of power if we're not careful? I mean, how do we make sure that, you know, that we, I think you're right, with innovation and entrepreneurship, I think maybe just without government money, they can, you know, really go far. So I just wonder how to stop the strings that naturally are attached to government money, and, you know, they run out the schools out of business, the schools that won't do, do the strings attached because the kids go to the ones that will take the government money with vouchers. So I think for kids that are stuck in failing schools and violent schools and unsafe schools, they're very important, and I applaud the work, but I just wondering, what's the end game?
Well, sir, great question. I have two answers. One is there's a way to prevent vouchers from then happening is you try to get them to come with the fewest strings attached. But I think that, you know, I can understand that it is a, you know, kind of a strange step or an it's in people's eyes. And so if you want sort of a modest step, a moderate step would be to say, okay, these vouchers can be spent at private schools, but they are schools. Let's have a little bit of control. And a little bit of control is they have to do some nationally recognized test. I don't know if there's still the Iowa test or the California test, whatever, but some nationally recognized test or Common Core. But they get to pick the test. And they have to publish the aggregate results, obviously not individual results. And that way parents can kind of make an informed decision. And schools, just like, you know, the government does say on cans of peas, there has to be a label that says what's in the can. And so a little bit of disclosure. I think that even I, as a Milton Friedman guy, I can live with that. Ultimately, maybe it'll be a day down the road where you have the same amount that you have with restaurants or something. I don't know.
I'm fine with the with some small amount of regulation, but the problem is with when you allow some small amount, the government tends to grow. And what's to stop the state from deciding, oh, well, if everybody's taking these vouchers, then the school has to do this, 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 and this, and basically turning these schools that take the vouchers into de facto government schools puts us right back where we were.
Great question. There's a second answer. That's part two of the answer is tuition tax credits. Instead of going to vouchers, there are a lot of states, and this is passing a lot of places, tuition tax credits, where it isn't that you pay your taxes and then you get a separate voucher back from the government, but you get to put money that you would otherwise go to pay taxes, your money can go towards paying for a school, and it goes into an account which gives a scholarship to your kid. They're called tuition tax credits, and that way the money never runs through the government. So there's never any strings.
Yeah, well, I think that would be very helpful. Of course, that it still leaves that one difficulty of single people having to pay for other people's kids to go to school, but it's a huge leap forward.
All right, so Patrick, I want you to hang on. We're going to do one more segment, and I'm using my executive privilege to put the show in regular mode for the final hour. So we're going to do one more segment with Patrick. If you want to get your question in, now would be the time. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Stayed on for twice as long as originally scheduled. Very generous, and thank you for that.
And I want to know about the sort of the economies of scale. You said centralization's bad, Patrick, but we know that bigger organizations tend to be able to make sort of have more leverage in buying, and I want you to answer that.
Yeah, you'll have to ask that again when we come back. Mark, more on the way here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Mark of Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about a new way to be prepared for emergencies. Not just big emergencies, but little ones, too. It's a source of backup power, so small that I can put it in my pocket or the glove box of my car, but it's so powerful that it can actually jumpstart a bus if I need it to. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run pretty much any kind of electronic device for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power that can jumpstart almost any vehicle, even in the coldest winter days. Comes with free jumper cables and an accessory pack. Best part, my listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com, PocketPowerPlus9.com, coupon code FTL.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And if you've got a question for Patrick Byrne, the CEO of Overstock.com, the chairman of the Friedman Foundation for Educational Choice, now is your chance because he has stuck with us here, originally scheduled for an hour. Now, done two of them. So, Patrick, thanks for sticking around here.
Mark, Ian, such a pleasure. Thanks.
Yeah. Mark, did you want to throw out your question again real fast before we jump back into
the
call?
What you had mentioned is sort of the inefficiencies of centralization. And I certainly agree with you, but I just want to get your take on it. We know that big companies like Walmart have, for instance, leverage in purchasing, and that there are their own inherent efficiencies in centralization. Why is it that we in the liberty movement tend to vilify centralization?
Well, you know, there's pluses and minuses, and centralization allegedly gets you, well, there, you know, let's say the benefit of increased buying power, monopsony. You can extract lower prices out of the suppliers, and to some extent that's true. But centralization means size, and size is bureaucracy, and it's very hard not to get a Dilbert-like environment. That comes with centralization too. And so you got to weigh the two against each other. And if you tend to believe, if your instincts about the world are that information is costly to centralize and it's better to have systems that let decisions be made on the knowledge frontier where the information already is, so you forego that cost of centralization, that we who have that instinct really want to avoid bureaucracy. And so that's why the ultimate place to push the locus of discretion, the ultimate knowledge frontier, is the individual. So we're going to have a happier society if people get to make their own choices. Well, it sounds kind of obvious when you put it that way. But I just said it in econo speak and in human speak.
All right, let's continue here. I think we've got AW in Bozeman, Montana. You're on Free Talk Live with Patrick Brown.
Hi, guys. Great show. I'm terrified. I have a five-year-old that's going to go into kindergarten here. I've been YouTubing some of these Common Core things and watching them, and my jaw is just on the floor. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm going to have to put my kid in there. My only other option is to put her in one of these Christian schools around here, which I don't have a major problem with. I'm not a very religious
person. Maybe not be your cup of tea, though. May not be your cup of tea, which is for your choice, perfectly fine. Imagine you could get a voucher for $8,000. What do you think would spring up in your neighborhood?
Well, that's what I'm hoping. My options are limited here, and I have like a few months left before I have to make a choice. I'm just...
Well, you know what you do? Help us get vouchers. If there's a political solution, that's it. But... You know, I can't give you any advice beyond that.
But it's not going to happen in a few months. I mean, political solutions take years typically to motivate. What about reaching out to homeschool groups and see if there are ways to facilitate that?
Well, I think homeschool groups are great. I was familiar with one in Utah. They based all their education sort of around the Constitution and stuff. It was brilliant.
Yeah, I'm betting you're in Montana there, AW. I'm betting there's a strong homeschool and unschool community there. And, if it's an issue of you feeling like you can't be there, you've got to work or whatever, they do have groups where, as I understand it, there are people in that community. And, Mark, maybe you can speak better to this, that, provide places for people to, for multiple parents.
Many times there'll be parent co-ops, and I'm for that. And if you feel like that's something you can't do, just remember that education comes from the family. Don't outsource, because this is the biggest problem with, in my opinion, institutionalized education, both government and otherwise, is that what it does is it takes your responsibility, you as the individual. So I'm talking about your daughter's, is it 5-year-old daughter?
Yes.
Your daughter's personal responsibility for education, and it outsources it to a person who's standing in front of a classroom. And this is the, in my opinion, the single biggest damage that's done by education generally is that you lose sort of the obligation that you have to educate yourself. And I think this is why kids really hate school, is because they're not learning the things they want to learn. They're not being taught the things they want to learn. And, they feel powerless.
Yeah. Well, that is
good luck.
I'm going to research that a little bit.
Yeah, it's a good idea. AW, thanks for the call. Good luck. Appreciate it.
May I make a point on that? Hop on that. So I agree and I understand about the immediacy and AW's immediate concerns. My point to all your callers, to the fellow in Montana who's concerned about that or having to go to a Christian school, or the guy in Atlantic City who's mad at how much it costs and such. All of these problems can be solved through vouchers or tuition tax credits. If you just do that, it solves all the problems that your callers have. Now, I agree it's a political solution. We got to fight for it. But, we're actually making huge progress. The last 4 years has been like this breakthrough. It's sweeping. It's sweeping. Something just happened this week in Arkansas. A voucher bill got passed for disabled builders. All these experimental programs are springing up.
Glenn's in Philadelphia. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Patrick Byrne.
Hello, gentlemen. Well, Patrick, come back soon. The popularity of your topic on a holiday weekend Saturday night just shows how important it is.
It's true.
Of course. What do you, two questions real quick. What's your take on the frequently made allegation that charter schools are a union-busting technique designed to take bread out of teachers' And then a second is my
Hold the second question. Let's go with the first question.
Go ahead. Go for it.
Well, I'd say there's going to be people who benefit and people who suffer. And I think the better teachers are going to benefit, and the worse teachers are going to have to up their game.
Not to mention the kids will benefit, too.
But ultimately, they're not the measure. Stop worrying about the system. Let's start worrying about the kids. That's the measure.
What's the second question?
I just heard it's kind of like going from communism to fascism, where you have corporate... people lining their pockets, from profits from the charter school.
That's nonsense.
Thanks, Glenn, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Why is it nonsense?
Oh, well, that's nonsense because entrepreneurs try to figure out how to serve a better product for a lower price. That's what always happens. That's why medical care gets better. That's why all these things get better and have gotten better. The world didn't start off this way. It started off, we were nomads and life stunk. When you get markets and entrepreneurship, people compete to offer better and better products, and that's what is missing from the system today. No one has that incentive. If anything, there's an incentive to homogenize and weaken the product. So that's just false. That's what markets do.
Yeah, I mean, if parents get to choose where their money goes, then, you know, that sort of prevents the oligopoly or the, you know, these big mega corporations from being able to control things with the, you know, with the blessings of the state, because anyone can enter the market and create some sort of little schoolhouse that's independently owned or family owned and operated, right?
Yeah, fascism's collusion of big business and government is ultimately what it comes down to. Oftentimes,
what a crazy sense of even using the word fascism. Don't forget Mussolini was a socialist. It was a socialist that created this new form of socialism called fascism or national socialism. So the guy even using the word fascism to describe a world where parents and students get to choose for themselves. So in his world, the world's freer when government mandarins make choices for you. It's Orwellian.
Frederick is on the line in Flint, Michigan. Frederick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Okay, instead of fascism, how about communitarianism? There's a brilliant lady by the name of Robin Eubanks, J.D., out of Atlanta, author of Credentialed to Destroy. Charlotte Iserbeet, who's from New Hampshire, she authored the book The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America and has a website, deliberatedumbingdown.com. She worked in Reagan's Department of Education. And a fellow by the name of Robert Rose.
Frederick, you're going to have to spit this out real fast. You got like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So what was the point of the first book?
Okay, so Patrick, it really doesn't matter if Common Core, if the standards that are established by entities that are dedicated to sabotaging the education system, whether it's public or private, and that's what's been happening, and that's why Charlotte Iserbeet and Robin Eubanks have teamed up. I wish you would, wish you guys would interview them sometime. Okay.
Okay.
Didn't really sound like a question, but thanks for the opinion, Patrick. Any further thoughts you want to add in?
No. I think I've had said my piece. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Ian.
What if people want to find out more about the Friedman Foundation for Economic Freedom?
For school choice, go to Google Freedom Foundation, Friedman Foundation, or school choice. We show up at the top of the rank and such. But Friedman Foundation, just Google that, and we'll come.
And that's as in Milton Friedman, the Nobel Prize winning economist.
Milton and Rose Friedman,
yeah.
Who passed in the last decade. And there, if people who don't know it, there's in the dark when the lights almost went out, there was one guy who was fighting for Friedman, for freedom. His name was Milton Friedman, Milton Rose, and you know. So anyway,
Patrick, it's been great having you on Free Talk Live, and also folks should check out Overstock.com, where you can spend bitcoins on all kinds of cool stuff. And I'm sure we will talk to you again in the future. Thanks for being on Free Talk Live tonight. Hour number three still to come. You've got time
going
to get
back to my Vegas thing. You cost me a lot of misery, and all total $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had like chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to like 70 some odd things. So the dermatologist, it was, oh yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days, but she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I gave her the Dynavite after 5 weeks, and one morning there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.